healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit. Healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit. Healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit. Healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit.
Hey y'all, welcome back to Conjure Cookie Podcast. It is your girl Cookie, and welcome. Okay, so today we have a new setup because I feel like I'm gonna scoot a little forward. Okay, I feel like that's a little better. Sorry about the boobies, y'all. My boobs are getting big, my areolas are huge. So I'm in the process of getting ready to move. So I'm currently packing. So there's no furniture in this room outside of air mattress and like some stuff that I have that's like holding the TV up. But I'm pretty much like getting ready to pack. But I still want to get some episodes in for y'all and just kind of do a debunk as to how I'm feeling about getting ready to leave this apartment compared to where I was mentally when I first moved into this apartment. And just how I feel about going into the next chapter of my life. So, also y'all, you know, your girl's natural. We're having a great hair day and we're absolutely loving it. Okay, so when I first moved into this apartment, I was in a very bad place. I was not completely healed. And there were just different circumstances and stuff that caused me to even be in this particular place that I wasn't just happy and pleased about. So that's one. So when I moved in here, I was hopeful for a new start, but emotionally I was still working through a lot. Now at my other place, I had a place on my own before I moved in here with the lady who gave birth to me. And in that place, I was really sad and working through my emotions, and I got a lot of work done. I did editing every single day for the app, and because I was just editing all day, it did kind of put me in a funk because I wasn't like actively getting content. There were no photos being taken. I was recording some videos, but there was no editing for the videos because I had so much to do for the app. So I literally spent months every day just editing content for the app. And also while doing that, I was smoking every day, all day long. I had gotten cleared from my doctor for my 6 week recovery. And so I literally was just doing this and editing all day. Because doing this helped me not say that this is good, and we'll get into that later because it's totally not okay. It was helping me not focus on my emotions and focus strictly just on work. So when I moved in here, I was in the best place mentally. And then I'd started dating a guy, and that was God's way of saving me, which is why you don't hear me bashing him. Because even though we're not together, and it's like, and I'm pregnant, he's been nowhere involved at all. The Lord placed him in my life at that time because I needed some fun. I needed to smile again. And I remember I was like, thank you for smiling. He was just like, I'm glad I can put a smile on your face. So I'm realizing he literally was just placed in my life to just bring me back to like a happy point and a happy state, because while I was with him, I definitely was smiling, I definitely was laughing. I was back into getting content more consistently, posting photos and videos for y'all. So, and obviously the greatest gift ever, my kids. So I'm thankful that the Lord blessed me with all that, to bring me back to a happy place and to bless me with everything that I needed. My happiness, so that I could be the best mom for my kids. Getting back to, you know, doing things that bring me joy, as far as like getting content. And even though it's work, it's still something that brings me joy. So it's just getting back to like reconnected with that. And there goes my phone. So yes. So it's just like, okay, that was amazing. Now, when him and I broke up, and we broke up after I found out, like, we had already ended things, and then I found out that I was pregnant. He could already tell, but before I knew, like, he I guess he just, like, tell, like, the early signs. But when I figured out I was pregnant and I contacted him to try to have a conversation about it, because we talked about having kids while we were dating, it didn't go well with him and I, in the sense of like the conversation didn't go well. He knows I'm pregnant and decided to not be involved in my life at all. And I remember I had a conversation with my younger sister, well, one of them, and I was just like, yeah, when I told him I was pregnant, I was like, he didn't care, stopped our communication. And she literally was like, you know, well, that's how guys are. Like, type of, she said it in like a, the statement sounded pessimistic, but like her tone wasn't necessarily pessimistic, if that makes sense. But that was the start of me just having a downward spiral, because all the emotions from the previous year, of everything that went wrong with my family, everything that happened in Miami, all those emotions, like my heartbreak from the guy I thought I was gonna be with forever, all those emotions came back, because also I have extra hormones in my body. So I had to learn how to deal with my emotions of being pregnant, deal with the fact that I was just getting to a place of getting ready to emotionally unload onto this guy, because I was just like, you know what, I'm not gonna hold myself back. If we're doing this, and okay, he can be a safe space for me. And literally right when I had that thought, I had the thought of doing that. First thing is I had a thought of one time we were together, and I was like, literally in my head, I was like, Lord, I don't know if this is the real deal or if I'm supposed to heal. And then I remember like the next day or the day after, or sometime that week, we had a conversation and he literally mentioned the word heal. And I was like, okay, so maybe we aren't supposed to be together like long term. But then like he kept showing up and showing out for me. So I was just like, okay, like, I guess this is the real thing. So then I was like, I'm going to start, you know, so everything's going great. My relationship with my mother started deteriorating. And I don't know if, like, when I was dating him, she was fine. She was in a bad place because it was happening in her life romantically. But she was like, you know, like, seeing you happy with him just gives me hope. So it was like, she was fine then. But the moment she realized I was pregnant, because her and I didn't have that conversation at first, that's when our relationship started changing. And that's where things started to get really, really hard. So I remember her and I were arguing a lot. And then I was like, you know what? I feel like I can emotionally unload on him, not in the sense of like explaining everything that's going on, but just like letting him in deeper and allow myself to actually fall for him. Then like that same week we broke up. And I was like, okay, so that was confirmation. The Lord was like, I need to heal. One, I did need to heal because I had a lot of things to work through. Like that person then that I am now, oh my gosh, we've come a long way. Like I don't even necessarily recognize that person. And not in the sense of like, I don't recognize her when I see photos, though a part of me doesn't recognize her when I see photos. I don't recognize that version of me, because that version of me has blossomed into something so much better that I understand what that version of me went through, because that's why I'm here, but I don't necessarily relate.